This is Road to the Big House on 104.5 KZZW.
It's cut off, goes left wing to Hagmeyer. He'll tee up the three, and that's gone.
Frazier backside underneath the basket, jumps up and in.
Road to the Big House is brought to you by Sealing State Bank, family owned and operated for four generations. Moore's Roofing, locally owned and operated. They're right there when you need them. And by Farmers and Merchants Bank of Arnett, serving the needs of the community and the surrounding area. And now to the field house for Road to the Big House.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Jim Norrick Arena here at State Fair Park. The Big House getting ready for the state semifinals, both Class A and Class B. We're going to do them all today, eight in a row, and it doesn't get any better than that. Back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back basketball for you today at the Big House. It starts on, for our purposes, it will start right now, early in the morning, 9 a.m., the very first game. The Sealing Lady Cats going to take on the Caddo Lady Bruins in a battle of number three versus number four, and it doesn't get any better than that. One, two, three, and four all advancing in the Class A girls semis, and they are going to battle to try to take home that gold ball. So, they got here by yesterday by Sealing by beating Van Noss 62-32 in an absolute rout, and Caddo winning 50-39 over 11th-ranked Navajo, and that puts them up against each other, and they both have designs on winning this whole thing. And you get this far, you can taste it, and we're going to find out who is going to do that and move on to the state title game tomorrow at noon. Right after this, it's our Road to the Big House. It's Sealing, it's Caddo coming up next on K1ZZW.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has rhabdomyosarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Attention Expo Farm Expo exhibitors, booth space is now available. It's the K101, Z92, KZZW, and KOMI-TV Home and Agribusiness Trade Show, and it's coming to the Woodward County Event Center and Fairgrounds April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Now in our 38th year, this show features two exhibitor buildings plus outside exhibitor space and will host an extensive variety of agriculture products and farm equipment. Also, home improvement ideas, clothing, communication, and entertainment products, ATVs, lawn and garden, new and used automobiles, plus arts and crafts and great food vendors. Thousands annually rely on Expo Farm Expo to see a wide variety and selection of products and services that only a show of this size can offer. Booth space is now available by calling 580-256-4101. That's 580-256-4101. Don't miss out. Reserve your space today for the Tri-State's largest home and farm show and be part of Expo Farm Expo 2022. Coming to Woodward County Fairgrounds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's food, folks, and fun with K101.
Welcome back to the Big House. State semifinal Friday here in Class A girls basketball. That's where we'll start today. It's going to be Sealing and Caddo, immediately followed by Hydro, Eakley, and Okarchi, number one versus number two in terms of the seedings. That game's going to be right after this one. Those two winners will play each other tomorrow at noon right here for the state title in Class A basketball. And you better believe Sealing's thinking about Hydro. They knocked him out last year in the state semis. It's going to be very important for the Sealing Lady Cats not to overlook this game. Caddo is very good. They're young, but they're very good, and they've got one very good player in Emily Robinson. We'll get to her in a little bit. Elsewhere around the state, the rest of the games you're going to see for our purposes later today. Lomega will take on Whitesboro at 6 o'clock on K101. We'll have that for you. And KZZW will have Hammond versus Pittsburgh, another 2-versus-3 matchup between an unbeaten Pittsburgh, who has the second-longest streak in girls basketball. The first-longest streak belongs to Hydro. They are nearing what Lomega did with 56. Hydro right now sitting at 47 wins in a row, Class A girls basketball. And for the boys' side, it's going to be in Class A. Hydro Eakley will face Tushka, the talk of the tournament. Unranked Tushka knocking off Arapahoe Butler 33-30 in the best game so far There's been a lot of blowouts in a lot of cases. There have been a couple close ones as O'Keen gave Lomega all they could handle, had it down to a four-point game with about a minute 30 to go. There's been some other tight ones as well. Garber had to pull away late, 57-46. They move on. They play Caddo's boys, and Caddo, the only team that has the boys and the girls still in it. Bunch of teams sent two squads. Varnum both eliminated. Duke both eliminated. And this Caddo team, Garber has the boys still in it, but there are four squads that sent both the boys and the girls, and Caddo, one of those teams. Class A, B, boys basketball, Fort Cobb-Broxton upset Mountain View Gotebo, ended the biggest win streak in boys basketball. They will play Roth, the top seed, and then Buffalo Valley, the 14, plays Glenclough, the number four. Those Class B boys will be right after the Class A girls get done playing here. So full slate of games. We're going to start here with you. Ceiling and Caddo and the Ceiling Lady Cats, what more can you say? Dominated yesterday in a game that really was never close. It was pretty much over at halftime as they just laid into Van Noss. So Bracy Nyberg with 23, Kenley Gore with 21, and more importantly, they shot the lights out, particularly from three. Kenley Gore was 6 of 8 yesterday. And if that continues today, Caddo's going to have a very hard time of winning this basketball game as it was an onslaught of points. And Chad, it continues. Their margin of victory is around 30 so far in the postseason here, and that did not change yesterday. They're averaging about 42 or more so far in the postseason. So they are absolutely on fire. They have lost four. A lot of that was to some top-tier teams, 6A Bixby, top-ranked team in 2A Howe. They lost by a point. Hooker, who's vastly underrated, fifth-ranked team in 2A. And then they lost a game to Garber, who's been eliminated, but they lost that Garber game when they shot 6 of 44 from 3. So that's one of the keys tonight. Going to have to see how they defend the perimeter for Caddo, because if Ceiling gets loose on you, they can rack up 10, 12 in a hurry. They're one of those teams, and when they start leaning on you, sometimes you can break, and that's what happened to Van Noss yesterday. So that's what's going to happen with Coach Hamer and the Lady Cats. They're going to look to pour it on early and get this thing, get Caddo down. It's a young Caddo team, so if they get down early, it's going to be might be a little bit difficult for a team that's not really used to being here all that much to try to come back. They have had several winning seasons, though, for the Caddo Lady Bruins, as they are really, the last few years have been very successful. They just haven't been to state a lot. They qualified in 2019, but they were in 2A, and we did not play those games due to COVID. So a couple years ago, they did actually make it, but didn't get to play a basketball game, which is tough. So this is really their third appearance, their fourth qualification, 2014 and 1986. Caddo made this tournament. They're led by Coach Colby Johnson. He's young and he's good. 89-10 since he's got taken over the girls program. He's also the boys coach as well, and they're pretty good as well. They got here also and are still alive. So he's doing double duty right now, coaching in state semis, and what a fantastic job from him. He's the son of Vernon Johnson. Vernon won 679 games in 32 years of coaching. He's still coaching, but he coached at Caddo, coached his son there. He's an alum. Silo for 7 years, and right now he's at Calera. So one of the winningest coaches in the state is Vernon Johnson, and his son Colby right now picking up started in his career and looking to be maybe even off to a hotter start than he was at first. So it's a good coaching battle. Coach Hamer, one of the winningest coaches in girls coaching. Right now he's right around, I think we have him unofficially. This is all unofficial, but he's right around 17th in the all-time girls coaching list right now after we had a couple retirements and some guys moving on to other opportunities that are above him. So that's pretty good company we're keeping tonight. And we got a young gun of new great coach, and Coach Hamer is one of the best in the state. It's going to be a great basketball game. We're going to take a break, come right back, get you all set up, talk about the players you need to watch, talk about the keys to the game, and get you moving on into the state semis. It is Caddo. It is Ceiling coming up next on our Road to the Big House on KZZW.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else.
Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather,
so. I got 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
It's all happening at the 101 Center in Woodward. Hutch's Convenience Store, AT&T, Bearded Barber, Happy Nails, Gold Leaf, Unit Petroleum, Sunbelt Credit, Accent Care, Oklahoma Army National Guard, and K101, KZZW, and Z92 radio stations, all located at the 101 Center at the busiest intersection in Woodward at Williams and Downs Avenue. The 101 Center, classic, uncomplicated, comfortable, naturally business-friendly, and the location to be at in Woodward. Now available for immediate leasing to prime business locations, Suite G&H with 3,750 square feet of space, perfect for business, retail, or restaurant expansion. And Suite S&T with over 2,000 square feet of prime office space to accommodate your growing business or needed expansion. For appointment, call 580-254-2034. The 101 Center, the right business atmosphere, the perfect location, and it's perfect for you.
Welcome back here in Oklahoma City to the Big House, Jim Noack Arena, Fair Park. The old Big House, they're reportedly building a new one. That's going to take a few years, but this one, the one with all the history and a lot of memories here for a lot of folks. And we are back here after yesterday being forced to move into some satellite sites, although Mustang High School was a great facility. That we hosted one of our satellites last night in Class B. But Class A was here yesterday, so everybody playing on this floor is used to playing on this floor, and it takes some getting used to, but, you know, both these squads now have a game under their belt, and they're both relatively young. Only one senior starts for Caddo at 24-1 coming in here. Their one loss, by the way, was to Pittsburgh, who nobody has beaten right now. Them and Hydro, the only two girls unbeaten currently in the state, as they lost that game all the way back December 18th, and they lost it by four. Since then, they've won 15 straight basketball games. Now, their schedule not been as daunting as Ceiling. Ceiling's jumped into some Tournament of Champions, playing 6A teams. They have played some high-level competition this year. Not that DeCato hasn't beaten anybody. It's just Ceiling's played way up, all the way up to 6A. So it's been a little bit different in terms of who exactly they've had, and this young Caddo team is looking to maybe it would be a little bit of a surprise, although really it's not at this point. When you're playing 3-3 versus 4, anything can happen here in the state tournament. We are down to it, and you might as well erase the numbers beside the names at this point, as it is we've seen some surprises, as we mentioned, Tushka taking down Arapahoe Butler. Last year we saw a lot of surprises, so it could be interesting to see what happens here. For the Caddo Lady Bruins, a name you want to know, Emily Robinson, 5'11", 26 points per game. That's the most of any player, boys, girls, Class A or B, in this tournament. She's a scoring machine and only a junior, so they're going to have to deal with her moving forward on into the next year as well. But that's true of a lot of the Ceiling Lady Cats also. But you got to know where she's at. Anytime you've got maybe the best scorer on the floor, you've got a shot in any game. So they're going to have to make life difficult for Emily Robinson, as she showed out yesterday. She had 27 against Navajo, and she's going to look to continue that here. The other name you want to know is a freshman, J.C. Nichols. She also averaged just double figures, 12. She had 6 versus Navajo. Freshman, she's been good all year, but sometimes this is a big stage for a freshman, and they're going to need her, because they're going to have a wingman for Robinson, because the scoring from Ceiling comes in bunches, and it's names you know. Bracey Nyberg, she might be the best player in the state as a sophomore, certainly in the conversation. She's the third leading scorer in this tournament, averaging 19.7 a game. The only one remaining, Reese Berkey, is fifth leading scorer in this tournament. She's the odds-on favorite to be the player of the year in the tournament, as she won it last year. So there is a lot of talent here, a lot of scoring talent left on the floor. Ceiling Lady Cats are going to have to know where Robinson and Nichols are tonight in this one. Can Caddo handle the pressure? That's key. Van Noss could not. And if Caddo can't, it's going to be over quickly. Navajo turned them over a lot. They had 20 turnovers against Navajo. Ceiling forced 27. That happens in this game, it'll be over before it happens. So here we go. We're going to go to the national anthem here from the Big House.
Thomas with the national anthem.
is a national anthem. A couple Arnett Wildcats, sophomores, Jenna Knowles, Emily Thomas, giving the national anthem there. So good on them. They invited back, so they did it last year, and they're back this year. So great great job on Arnett. Some good singers out there in the Arnett. So here we go, getting ready for the starting lineups. As mentioned a little bit about that turnover thing, you know, right now, it is. We've seen a couple teams and a couple squads in Hydro and in Hammond last night where that is really the teams that kind of pressure the basketball and get turnovers. Guard play going to be very important here, especially down the stretch. It really is all year, but especially now, taking care of that ball in these big moments under the big stage is going to be a big part of here on out. Who can take care of the basketball going to be big because there's a lot of teams that can force a lot of turnovers. Caddo will as well, and Steeling's going to have to take care of the basketball because Caddo, no slouch in the defensive end. They turned over Navajo a ton themselves. That's going to be something you got to look for. Also, efficiency. Steeling was averaging a point a possession in that quarterfinal. If that keeps up, there's no way you can hang with it. That is an unbelievable scoring clip. And right now, Steeling trying to get a shot at Hydro, the team that knocked them out tomorrow. But they got to get through this one, and if they overlook it, that's going to be another key. You can't look forward to tomorrow. You are in a dogfight right now, and you got to realize that and come out with a little bit of fire here if you're the Steeling Lady Cats. Your starters for Caddo, number 2, Harley Mullins, the junior. Number 10, Emily Robinson, a junior. Number 22, Katie McKay, sophomore. J.C. Nichols, number 23, a freshman. And number 24, Addie Thomas, the only senior that starts for Caddo. For Steeling, number 11, Emily Shook, 5'6", senior. Number 12, Bracey Nyberg, the sophomore, 5'7". Number 21, Madison Claver, 5'6", senior. Number 22, Kenley Gore, the sophomore, 5'7", is Kenley. And Ariana Whetstone will be the biggest player on the floor for Steeling at 5'11", the sophomore. She had a big game yesterday. She's going to need it today because Emily Robinson's going to be banging down in the paint with her from time to time as Robinson will be the biggest player on the floor for Caddo. 5'11", so they're just about the same height, and they're going to tip it off. Going left to right is Caddo in the black with the gold, the traditional gold, more like a yellow, numbers on their jersey. Steeling in their whites with the black numbers and the old gold down the side. They'll be going right to left. Here we go, Steeling and Caddo. Winner getting a crack at the gold ball tomorrow. Here we go, and I'm Whetstone with the tip, and she's kind of a double tip, and she tips it back to Emily Shook, and Steeling maintains possession, and here we go from the big house. And a drive, quickly a drive by Nyberg, right side, and a quick foul. And instantly on the attack, and we mentioned they can't come out flat, right? Bracey Nyberg says, I'm taking it right to you. And that is one foul, one play. That foul is going to be on Katie McKay, the sophomore. 5'8 sophomore. That's one for her, one for the Bruins. And the Wildcats drop that first free throw in, and Bracey Nyberg on the board with one. Picking up yesterday where she's been all season and making her presence felt. Second one drops in. She's just such an efficient scorer and makes such good decisions with the basketball between her and Kenley Gore. And right now they're trying to trap Caddo. They're trying to get it out of Robinson's hand. She rifles one forward, almost picked off there, but Nyberg knocks it out. Going to stay here and be inbounded in front of the scorer's table by Katie McKay. McKay lobs it other side. That's Addie Thomas. And the senior tries to calm it down. Holds it, hands it back to Harley Mullins. And Katie McKay with it again. Dribble weave on the perimeter. Give it back to Thomas. Thomas swings it over to Mullins. Mullins in the corner to McKay. And McKay lost the basketball. She can get called for a double dribble. And that's what the defense does to you. She took her eyes off it. She was worried about where the pressure was going to come from. Kicked it off her foot, and now Kenley Gore inbounds to Bracey Nyberg, and they're going to try to pick up Nyberg full court. J.C. Nichols tries to stay in front of her, and that's a bad idea. She stops, gets her off her feet, pulls back, and shoots it back deep, too. Looked like she was going to take off towards the hoop, stepped right inside the three-point line and knocked it down, and already Nyberg's coming out hot, and that basketball knocked out of bounds by Claver. It's going to stay here with Caddo. And again, we talked a lot about it yesterday, but I mean, if you're not used to seeing the press, the minute that ball drops in, they are into it. And a lot of times they get that first pass, they get their hands on it. Crossover, nowhere to go. Mullins crosses the timeline, picks the basketball up. She got to get rid of it, almost throws it away. Addie Thomas saves it. Down inside, they lost track. Left down, left block, up and in for Katie McKay, who leaked out down on the block. And a baseball pass, other side. Whetstone streaking down the floor, right hand up and down. And the quick answer and a great outlet pass to Whetstone, who's got two, and it's 6-2 ceiling, 6:42 to go in the first quarter, and a fast-paced game, and stepping on the baseline is Emily Robinson, didn't know where her feet were, and that's another turnover, or the sideline, rather. Goes back to ceiling. She was trying to take off down that right sideline in front of the scorer's table and got her foot on the line. Nyberg, a little shake and bake, nowhere to go. They give it back to Claver. Claver, drive, back outside. Kenley Gore spins again, gives it back to Bracey Nyberg. Nyberg trying to back in her opponent. Shows ball, picks up her dribble, tries to switch hands and goes up underneath and gets tagged for another, and goes to the line for another foul as J.C. Nichols picks that one up, trying to stay in front of her. Nyberg switch pivot foots. Coach Johnson disagrees with the call. 6-2. Ceiling in front. Nyberg's back at the line, shooting two. And she really didn't have, had a horrible shot. She didn't have to foul her. There was really nowhere to go for Bracey, but she's going to the line and 7-2 and hasn't missed yet. Another free throw upcoming, and we jinxed her. She missed it. 7-2 is the score. Ceiling in front, 6:19. To go in the first quarter. That one poked away by Claver, goes right to Shook, and another steal. Claver getting her hands on it from behind the ball, by behind the ball handler. Nyberg stopping, starting, giving back to Claver. Claver in the paint, giving it back to Shook. Shook trying to get down to that left block. She's cut off. Back top of the key, and the ceiling's going to have to reset. Good defense there by the Bruins. Nyberg, crossover. Cut off the left elbow, kicks it back out to Claver. She thought about a three, now she drives, left hand, flips it inside to Whetstone on the right block, who missed the shot, tries to get her rebound, gets it, put back up and down, and Whetstone picking up right where she left off yesterday, and another timeout, and this time Colby Johnson calls one. 9-2 ceiling in front, 5:42 to go in the first quarter, Lady Cats rolling early. We'll be right back with the rest of this one on our road to the Big House on KZZW.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moores Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moores Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moores Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Back here at the Big House, and another timeout from another ceiling opponent. Colby Johnson has to burn one here early. He's teed down 9-2, and that one poked away again by the Lady Cats and out of bounds. And it's got to seem like there are a billion of them out there. Right now, there are three new ones out there coming out of that break. Kirsten Briggs, Tegan Hamer, and Izzy Hammonds coming in. Nyberg and Gore stay on the floor for the Lady Cats with the basketball. And Hamer going to go out front. She's going to try to stay in front of Robinson. You have to score in this basketball game. Mullins fakes a shot, gives it into Thomas. Give and go right back to Robinson. Cook cuts in with the right hand off the glass. No good. Shot altered underneath by Hammonds. And you see the long strides of Robinson. She covers a lot of ground quickly. Drive, Kenley Gore. No one stopped ball. And she missed the lay-in and a rebound by Robinson. And she's looking to run before the press gets set up. Head of steam, flips it in, right side, off the glass, not good there for Nichols, fight for the rebound, Kentley Gore comes away with it and gets it ahead to Briggs. Point blank look there for Cato, wouldn't drop. Now Nyberg with the basketball, trying to get around everybody, drives, kicks it inside to Hammonds, can't handle the pass, saved by Gore, right back to Hammonds, it looked like it was a sure thing to go out of bounds and Gore saved it. Briggs back outside to Nyberg, top of the key. Spins in the paint, looking for space, left hand. That one's not going to fall, but a rebound by Hammonds. Flips it right back to Bracey Nyberg on the baseline. No room there for Bracey. She's going to try again on the attack. This time the right hand, and that one drops for her. 7 already for Nyberg. It's 11-2 ceiling, and it's starting like the last one started, or the quarterfinal started here for the Lady Cats. At the timeline, almost over there by Katie McKay. She gets it right back to Robinson. She's going to try to take Briggs inside. The freshman tries to stay down. Robinson turns, shoots, made two moves, and took it up. And she's finally on the board with two. And there you saw a little bit of the skill from Robinson. A couple good post moves down there on the freshman Briggs. Back outside, Hammonds for three, and she knocked it down. Izzy Hammonds off the bench with three. First shot she took, she made, and it's 14-4. And just when you think you got him reined in, Hammonds even hurt you right now for ceiling. 3:48 to go in the first quarter. Lady Cats in front by 10. Robinson looking to take Nyberg. Size mismatch here. She picks it up. Gives it back over to Nichols. Nichols other side. Drive. Addy Thomas. Jump stop. Back outside to Nichols. Flips it over to Harley Mullins. And number two, the point guard, resets it. Again, man defense here for the Lady Cats. A swarming man defense. And they keep giving it to Robinson. Now she's going to try to take Biggs again. Spin move in the paint. She rifles one down baseline. Driving down there. Left side and blocked from behind by Gore. Katie McKay was trying to take it down there. Couldn't get in there. Gore gets the block. Gives it ahead to Briggs, who shoots a little floater inside. Misses it. Gets her own rebound. Put back. Misses that. Gets her own rebound. Put back. That one drops. Two opportunities at it for Kirsten Briggs. And it's 16-4 and ceiling. Running again in this one, picking up right where they left off yesterday. 2:54 to go here in the first quarter. Mullins cut off. Nowhere to go. They got to help her. She's going to go all the way down the other side of the floor and finally gets into Robinson, and she had maybe a second. Robinson drive, bounce pass left side. Good pass by Robinson underneath to J.C. Nichols. And it's 16-6 to cut it to 10 for Caddo. 2:33 to go in the first. Hamer now gives it to Briggs. Briggs is going to drive. She's going to take it up left hand again. And that time nobody stopped her, and everybody's getting on the board here. And Coach Johnson wants another timeout with 2:24 to go in the first quarter. Ceiling up big, 18-6. We'll be back right after this. It's our road to the Big House from the Big House here on KZZW.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back to State Fair Park, Jim Norick Arena. Ceiling in front, 18-6 over Caddo, 2:24 to go in the first quarter. And much like yesterday, where we saw Coach Hurt burn all his timeouts about a minute into the third quarter, Coach Johnson's already used two for Caddo. He's got three remaining. He's going to inbound the ball, and can't really blame him because right now just the sweltering pressure getting to his Bruins. Emily Robinson just going to take it herself, hand it back off to Mullins. And Mullins, they switch in the perimeter. Hamer comes out to get her. Gives it right back to Addy Thomas. Or Jordan Nichols, sorry, the freshman is in the game after that break. That's Jordan Nichols, 25, coming in the game. And she gives it right back to Harley Mullins. Nichols will be out there with Mullins, with J.C. Nichols, the freshman, sister, and Emily Robinson, as well as Addy Thomas, the senior. Drive right hand and get it to drop inside was Mullins on the attack. A good timeout there for Coach Johnson as the Bruins cut it to 10. Once again, a minute 37 to go in the quarter, and Nyberg is now going to have Jordan Nichols, the freshman. Now, Jordan and J.C. are twins. That's why I confused them. That one's in for a three in the corner, and that time it was Tegan Hamer. 21-8, and ceiling is shooting the lights out here in the Big House. It's like they've played here all year. 1:18 to go in the first quarter. 21-8, they lead. Nyberg going to try to stay in front of the bigger Robinson. Backs her down, kicks it back out to Mullins. Long three, that's off the mark, and Nyberg tries to box out. Nichols tries to save it before the scorer's table and cannot get there. And Jordan Nichols, that ball goes out of bounds. Back to the Lady Cats, and they're going to sub back in the starters. Whetstone, Claver. Looks like Hammond's going to stay out there. So going big, Shook's going to stay out there. Gore going to take a seat, so this is a little bit of an interesting substitution. Usually, he'll leave Kenley Gore on the floor. This time, he's got shooting from everywhere, so he's leaving some other players out there. 55 seconds left. Nyberg drive, kick, Hammonds, three, and dropped it down. And everybody's hitting shots right now. The three-point percentage has got to be through the roof with 45 seconds left in the first quarter. It's 24-8, ceiling in front, and a barrage of threes here early. Left side, Mullins. Caddo's trying to answer. Right now, just want to get into that quarter. Drive, right side, Nichols, Thomas tries to take it to the rack, picks up the foul, and Addy Thomas is going to go to the free throw line. Her team down 24-8, and that foul going to be tagged to Emily Shook, and that is the first foul for Ceiling, only two for Caddo, so pretty cleanly played game so far. Thomas's first free throw drops. She's on the board with one. Makes it 24-9. Ceiling in front. About 31.9 to be exact on that clock for the end of the first quarter. Second one drops for Addie Thomas. 24-10, and Nibe are going to take it, and we'll see if they push it or just play for last shot here. Jordan Nichols going to be tasked with trying to stay in front of her, and the freshman loses her footing, and Nyberg could have taken it all the way in and elected to pull it back, so that means they're playing for last shot. But they're going to go trapper. She's got to get rid of it. They get it over to Claver with 14 to shoot. Whetstone comes running up to set a screen for her. Claver runs pick and roll. She's got Whetstone on her left, tries to shoot it, left hand won't go. Whetstone rebound, 5 seconds to shoot, just hoists it back, trying to save it. Ball's on the ground, Caddo goes to get it, Nyberg goes to get it, still on the ground, and the buzzer sounds, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. Sealing with a huge first frame. They lead 24-10 here after one. We'll be back right after this for the second quarter. You're listening to Road to the Big House on KZZW.
Right now, the forgotten poor are waiting, waiting for Mercy Ships and you. Mercy Ships is the largest floating civilian hospital in the world with volunteer medical staff and crew. And now with our newest state-of-the-art hospital ship, Mercy Ships will double our ability to reach children and adults who need us now. Together, we are bringing a wave of hope and healing to those who need it most. To learn more, go to mercyships.org today.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Oklahoma.
This message presented by the Oklahoma Secondary School Activities Association and the Oklahoma Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back to the Big House. The Sealing Lady Wildcats 24, Caddo Lady Bruins 10. And Sealing right now on pace for just under 100 points in this basketball game as the threes are raining down here at the Big House. And they're coming from everywhere right now for the Lady Cats. Caddo trying to catch their breath at the end of this quarter and stick around. A lot of time left. Second quarter just getting underway, but that's stolen away. And that's Claver. She's got a breakaway. There is no one back on that end, and she lays it in. Defense leading to offense, and Madison Claver with two, and she's on the board. 26-10, and it's starting to landslide on the Lady Bruins. Emily Robinson crosses over, gets to the wing. She's going to pull it up as she's been trying to be the steady hand and calm everybody down. She's going to drop back down to the right elbow, and they're kicking it back out now to Addie Thomas, the senior, guarded by Whetstone. Now into the post. Robinson, she's double-teamed down there. Shows ball, takes it right back up and picks up the foul. Gore came over. Try to play help defense, and Robinson looks like the plan now is to give it to her in the paint, trying to take it into a smaller Sealing squad, and it'll be the first. They're going to tag Hammonds with it, who was on the right side of her. For a second there, I thought they were going to get Gore. That's going to be Izzy Hammonds' first foul, and that free throw no good for Emily Robinson. As Caddo can't buy a bucket right now, and you got to think the pressure's just getting in their heads a little bit. They're going to have to calm it down, start knocking down shots if they want a chance in this one. Missed them both. Robinson 0 for 2 from the line. And Sealing gets the ball back. Nyberg now on the right side of the floor. Hesitates, and then she's guarded by Mullins now. She can take her, and then she does to the rack and picks up the foul. Mullins doesn't have the height advantage on Nyberg, and she instantly recognized it and took her to the post. And that'll be the first one on Harley Mullins. That'll be a third team foul on Caddo. With 7:05 to go, now Bracey Nyberg going to the free throw line. Been a while since she scored, and that just ended. She's got 8. As everybody else has been lighting up the scorebook. Probably a ton of assists as well. I don't have the official numbers in front of us, but basically everybody who's passed it to someone for three has went down. 9 for Bracey Nyberg. 27-10 the score. 28-10, sorry. 7 minutes to go in the first half. All Sealing so far. Caddo gets it over. McKay, the freshman, down to the baseline, back outside to Mullen. She's going to try a three, and that one goes down, and Caddo needed that. 28-13, trying to hang around here as they cut it to 15. Nyberg with it, top of the key to Gore. Kenley Gore thought about a three, picked up her dribble, has to give it back to Nyberg. Nyberg got Mullins on her again, drives to the right, hands it to Claver. Claver on the far side of the floor, trying to take Robinson, and she says, nope, nice decision there by Claver. She knew she had Robinson on her back. Now she attacks. Tack, pass inside to Whetstone. She's double-teamed, tried to push off the right hand. Shot won't fall for her. It's tipped around, and Sealing fights for it. Claver again takes it, gets the bucket and the foul. And Claver just muscled that away. And Madison Claver goes to the free throw line for the and one attempt. That'll be the fourth team foul on Caddo and the second on the freshman, Katie McKay, or sophomore, rather, Katie McKay. That's going to put Claver at the free throw line, who defensively has been great here early, as the role players for Sealing right now really coming through. And Claver knocks it down with 6:13 to go in the second quarter. And Madison Claver playing a little bit of fire from the senior there. Emily Robinson, their double teamer. She's got to get rid of it. She gets it over to Thomas. Thomas picks up her dribble back outside, and that's J.C. Nichols. Robinson shows ball on the attack, goes into the paint, off the back iron, won't go, and Whetstone grabs the rebound from her using that strength. Hands it off to Gore. Back come the Lady Cats. Gore looking to run, trying to take everybody down to the block, and does. Misses the shot. Whetstone tries to get the board, goes on the ground for it, flips it over to Gore. It's still on the ground, and Robinson corrals it for Caddo. Bruins trying to run for the press gets set up. They do. Drive right side. Nichols, shot won't drop. Picked up the foul. She took it all the way down to the block, trying to beat Sealing to the spot. She's going to shoot a couple free throws for her trouble. That will be the second foul now on Izzy Hammond, so she's facing a little bit of foul trouble here. So right now it's Claver, Hammond, Whetstone, Gore, and Nyberg, but not much longer because now we're going to get Tegan Hamer, Emily Shook, and Kirsten Briggs back in the basketball game. So a little mix and match compared to what Coach Hamer usually does with his substitutions. Usually a straight 3-for-3, and he leaves Nyberg and Gore out there. J.C. Nichols hit that first free throw and the second free throw. She's got four. With 5:33 to go in the half, it's 31-15 Sealing. Lady Cats with the ball. Gore flips it inside right side to Briggs on that right block. She's got Robinson on her. She dribbles it back out to the free throw line and hands it back off to Hamer, who flips it to Shook. Dribble weave, and they finally get it to Nyberg, and they clear out of the middle. Robinson waiting down there. She's going to pull up for three and says, no, that's going to be off the mark. Go long and rebound underneath the hoop by Robinson. Rifles an outlet pass. Can they track it down? Mullins tries to save it and cannot. Robinson, right idea. Mullins was streaking down the floor, but she just overthrew her just a little bit, and it goes right back to Sealing, and a press on here for Caddo. But they're going to pull it back. They're just playing full court man 90 feet away. Kenley Gore, guarded by J.C. Nichols. Gore gets around her, takes it to Robinson, flips it to Briggs. Briggs takes it up under the hoop, left hand, and gets it to drop. And all the attention got moved to Gore. She picks up the assist, dropping it off to Kirsten Briggs, who's got six. Other way, Nichols, or Thomas, drives it left hand. That won't go. She got all the way down there. Nobody stopped basketball, but she missed the shot, and Kenley Gore comes away with it. Maybe some tired legs right now for the Bruins. They haven't substituted a lot. They've only used six so far. Bounce pass out to Tegan Hamer. Hamer bounces over now to Gore on the far side. Gore trying to back in Nichols, kicks it back outside to Hamer. Hamer looking for Nyberg and gets it to her, and they reset the offense. Nyberg trying to take Mullins with it. She does. Right hand off the glass. That won't drop, and a rebound by Robinson, who's had a ton of rebounds, and she's looking to run. Two on one. Robinson to the floor and picks up the foul, and that was a good foul by Tegan Hamer because that would have been an easy two for Robinson. And she even raised her hand quickly and was like, yep, that was on purpose. So Robinson's going to the free throw line after the foul from the coach's daughter. And another substitution getting ready to come in for Coach Hamer. And Robinson nails that first free throw, which is a good sign for her. That is only her third point. She averages 26 a game. Sealing's held her to three so far. Shook will come out, and Whetstone will come back in as Coach Hamer going big down there because Emily Robinson's killing them on the boards a little bit. And she's going to get another shot at this free throw. She hit the last one. She hit them both. That, by the way, fourth team foul for Sealing. 33-17 the score, 4:08 remaining in the half. And we're going to get a timeout here on the floor. So 4:08 remaining, Sealing 33, Caddo 17. You're listening to Road to the Big House from the Big House here on K10ZZW.
At Sealing State Bank, we are proud to be a community bank. Our philosophy starts with having the right staff that is experienced and understands the needs of our customers, which is why we added our Sealing State Bank mortgage branch in Woodward in 2015. So whether you are in the bank or the branch, on the phone or visiting our website, you will always find knowledgeable, courteous, and professional individuals to help you with all your banking needs. Sealing State Bank, family-owned and operated for four generations, is proud to be a part of Road to the Big House.
Back at the Big House, 33-17, all ceiling Lady Cats so far. They've led from the tip, 4:08 remaining in the first half, but already Coach Johnson's down only two timeouts. This is almost a carbon copy of the game we saw yesterday, with Cato showing a little bit more fight, particularly on the boards, as Emily Robinson trying to keep her team hanging around, as she only has 4 points, which has been very active everywhere else on the floor for Cato. But it's the ceiling role players right now who have really stepped up. As off the bench, you've got 6 points from Briggs, you got six from Hammonds, you got a three from Tegan Hamer. And Madison Claver's got five, so ceiling scoring without their two leading scorers right now, even though Nyberg does have 9 points so far. Hamer from the wing, drives, nowhere to go. Back out to Bracey, and Bracey's going to reset it. Got Mullins on her, crosses over, low dribble, almost lost the basketball, picks it up and hands it back off to Hamer. Hamer over to Kenley Gore. Gore, spin move, in the paint, tries to flip it down, and they read it right. Robinson picked it off. She ran that play a couple times. That time Robinson read it. She's going to try to go coast to coast, up under the basket, gets the foul. Shot won't drop for her. Tried to get the and one and was very close, fortunately for Lady Cats, that shot didn't fall. And that foul looks like it will be the 15th foul for Ceiling. That'll be the first on Briggs. And Robinson going right back to the line. She just hit two of them, and she hits another one for five. With 3:30 to go in the first half, and her team trailing 15 once again by 15. They've cut it back to 15. They can make it 14 if this goes in, and it doesn't. Rebound by Briggs. Kenley Gore now pushing the pace, trying to get it up front of Nichols. Gives it over to Bracey Nyberg. She's got Mullins on her. She's going to pull up for three in her face, and that goes down. She was guarded. It didn't matter. Bracey Nyberg with 12, 36-18. 3:12 to go here in the half, and Robinson trying to basically do everything right now. Gets fouled on the floor all the way in front of the scorer's table in front of us. And we'll see who they tag that with. That would be two on Hamer. And already 16 fouls for Ceiling. Already about 3:09 left in the half, so one more Cato will be in the one-on-one. But they trail big, 36-18, although in the one-on-one, they might be able to lengthen this. They're going to want to lengthen this game as long as they possibly can to try to come back. Mullins picks up her dribble. She's calling everybody over. New body in there. Ryland Peavyhouse, the freshman, has entered the game for Cato. She's out there with J.C. Nichols, with Mullins, with Robinson, and right now Katie McKay. Now we're going to get a three from Robinson. That's going to come off short. Bounces long and tracked down by Nyberg right in front of Coach Hamer. 2:38 to go in the half, and Nyberg now going to play the point. Hesitates. Flips it back to Kenley Gore, then sets a screen for her. Gore comes up shooting deep, and that one's off the mark. Hand rebound, though. Whetstone under the hoop. The putback won't go. She tries to get her own rebound. I think she's going to get tagged with a foul for it. She had a point-blank look at it. Couldn't get the shot to drop. And that's going to be Ariana's first, and it's a 1-1 foul. So, unfortunately for Ceiling, it's not what you want. Not only you miss the shot, you now give a 1-1 to the leading scorer on the floor, and Emily Robinson. Season-wide leading scorer, not in this particular game. Hamer's going to come off. Claver will come back on for Coach Hamer. And Emily Robinson's going to shoot the front end of this. And the first one for Emily is off the mark. A rebound by Whetstone. Hands it off to Nyberg. And now nobody's coming to get Nyberg. They've been picking her up early. Now they're backing off a little bit. And she tacks, looking at Mullins. Kicks it back outside. Hammonds for three from the wing. That's off. It goes long. Rebound, though, by Whetstone. Takes it away from everybody. Puts it up and in. And she is having another whale of a game on the boards. Another rebound and putback for Whetstone as they're letting them play down there a little bit. It's been pretty physical, and she's been able to take advantage of that. Now they're going to try to attack Robinson. She stepped out of bounds on the sideline. She got double-teamed by Gore Nyberg. Foot was on the line right in front of the scorer's table, and it goes right back to Ceiling, who are up by 20 right now with a minute 55 to go in this half. Now, if you're the Cato Bruins, you got to be careful this last 2 minutes. There's a quick three by Hammonds. That's going to come right back to her, but a box out and a rebound there by Jordan Nichols. And now the trap by Robinson. They're trying to get it out of her hands. They got to come save her, and she's got to be saved by Addie Thomas. That one poked away by Gore from behind. Thomas goes right to Hammonds, who flips it over to Nyberg, and another steal by the Lady Cats. In the corner, Claver shows ball, kicks it back outside. Hammonds. Backdoor cut. Claver tries to bounce pass it into Whetstone. It's off the mark. She tries to go down and save it, and Robinson comes away with the loose ball. It's a one-on-two. Robinson beating everybody to the spot. Right block. Shot won't drop. Rebound by Hammonds. And rifled back the other way is Sealing. Whetstone, other end. Right hand gets the foul. Shot won't fall for. As Hammonds, or Whetstone rather, was behind the play. It happened so quickly, and Robinson missed it, and they were able to fire it back down to her the other end of the floor, but she missed the shot. However, will go to the line and shoot a couple. And that foul looks like it's going to be Jordan Nichols first. That will be the 15th foul for Caddo. And Whetstone at the free throw line rolls that one in. You know, every part of the rim bounced a couple times and went down. She's got seven. More importantly, been very big on the boards down there, banging around with Robinson. 1:11 to go here in the half. All Lady Cats, much like yesterday, they're rolling in this one, picking up right where they left off. Eight for Whetstone. And they mentioned at the top, do not overlook Caddo and look forward to Hydro. And that does not appear to be the case. Driving ahead to the middle of the floor to Nichols. She's going to cross over and hold the basketball as she's dribbling it. But she's going to try to kill some clock here. Over to Jordan. And the Twins give it over to Thomas, the senior, will set up the offense. Dribble weave outside. They flip it right back to J.C. Nichols. A long three from Thomas. That's not going to go. Hand in her face, rebound Gorin, rifle down the other side. No one found Whetstone, streaking down the right side, up the off the glass and in. Great assist over there by Gore. 42-18, Sealing in front, 30 seconds to go in this half, and it's been all Lady Cats. They like playing in the morning, I guess. Down the corner, it's going to be Mullins over in front of Coach Hamer. Back outside, wide open, Thomas for three, and she airballed it top of the key with 15 seconds to go and tired legs. Starting to play a factor for Caddo as the Lady Cats in their head a little bit now. And this feels a lot like the game yesterday in the quarterfinal. Bounce pass into Nyberg. 12 seconds to go in the half. And Bracey going to try to play for last shot. She's going to get a screen from Whetstone. Comes around it. Tried to run the pick and roll, but nicely played by Robinson. Gore's going to drive. Right hand off the glass. Won't go. Whetstone tries to get the rebound. Robinson gets it. And that's going to do it for the first half. Sealing is rolling, 42-18. They lead after half. We'll be back with halftime and the rest of the half of the state semifinal as Sealing leads 42-18. Back right after this on our road to the Big House, from the Big House here on K101.
Farmers and Merchants Bank of Arnett, locally owned and managed since 1908, is a full-service bank, offering a wide array of banking services, including internet and telephone banking, checking and savings accounts, certificates of deposit, and competitive rates. At Farmers and Merchants Bank of Arnett, their primary mission is to serve the needs of the community and surrounding area. Farmers and Merchants Bank of Arnett, a proud supporter of the Arnett Wildcats and all area teams. Go Wildcats! Member FDIC.
I wanted to quit for so long, but I didn't know where to start.
I was afraid of what people would think, but then I found the right support to start my recovery journey.
I found a path that worked for me.
One in 14 Americans reports experiencing a substance use disorder, a treatable medical condition. Treatment can take many forms, so there are a variety of options to explore and find the one that works best for you. Recovery from drug addiction is possible. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various paths to recovery.
It's all happening at the 101 Center in Woodward. Hutch's Convenience Store, AT&T, Bearded Barber, Happy Nails, Gold Leaf, Unit Petroleum, Sunbelt Credit, Accent Care, Oklahoma Army National Guard, and K101, KZZW, and Z92 radio stations, all located at the 101 Center at the busiest intersection in Woodward at Williams and Downs Avenue. The 101 Center, classic, uncomplicated, comfortable, naturally business-friendly, and the location to be at in Woodward. Now available for immediate leasing to prime business locations, Suite G and H with 3,750 square feet of space, perfect for business, retail, or restaurant expansion, and Suite S and T with over 2,000 square feet of prime office space to accommodate your growing business or needed expansion. For appointment, call 580-254-2034. The 101 Center, the right business atmosphere, the perfect location, and it's perfect for you.
Back here at the Big House, halftime, 42-18 ceiling. Lady Cats in another onslaught here as they have played about as well as they could play through through what is now six quarters of basketball here at Jim Norrick Arena. And rolling once again, they are in front of at the half, 42-18, and big contributions from everywhere all over the floors. And Iberg leads everybody with 12, but Ariana Whetstone has 10. She's working on a double-double. Hands with 6. Tegan Hamer has 3, and Kirsten Briggs has a 6 as well for the Wildcats. As they are right now, I think, going well with shooting numbers here. Really, 3%. They went good.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatment.
KZZW and KOMI-TV.
And we're back. Sorry, lost you there for a second. A little bit of a technical difficulty. As we mentioned, shooting for ceiling has been the biggest thing here. They're shooting the lights out. They shot them out yesterday, and they're continuing to do the same here tonight. For Caddo, this morning, Emily Robinson with 5. Katie McKay's got 2. J.C. Nichols with 4. Addie Thomas with 2. Harley Mullins with 5. Starters only ones in the books. It's not a very deep Bruin squad. They've only brought in 2 subs all game, although Jordan Nichols has played a fair amount coming in off the bench. But it is all the keys to the game we mentioned at the top. Well, ceiling taking care of business. We wrote down, can ceiling handle Emily Robinson? Well, they've held her to 5. She averages 26. We wrote, can Caddo handle the pressure? Well, that answer's probably been no, as they have turned it over a ton in this basketball game. I'm trying to figure out just how many turnovers they actually do have, but it is looks to be right around the category of 7 already in the basketball game, and that's being generous. A rebounding battle is kind of tight. There's 12 for ceiling. They lead it by 4. That was imperative on them, try to win that battle down in the paint. Whose threes will fall? Well, we just read that stat to you. 50% from 3 for ceiling, and no second chance points was something we wrote down as well. Also, efficiency for ceiling. They were averaging a point a possession. They're averaging a point and a half a possession in this game. That's incredible. And if that continues, this thing will be over very shortly. Also, Caddo, remember, they only got 2 timeouts left. They burnt 3 already. So if they do come back, they do manage to pull that off, then it's going to be a tough sledding without those 2 timeouts left. So we'll take another break, be right back here at you. At the half, ceiling leading big, 42-8 score over Caddo in the state semifinal. Back right after this on our road to the Big House on KZZW.
Attention Expo Farm Expo exhibitors, booth space is now available. It's the K101, Z92, KZZW, and KOMI-TV Home and Agribusiness Trade Show, and it's coming to the Woodward County Event Center and Fairgrounds April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Now in our 38th year, this show features 2 exhibitor buildings plus outside exhibitor space and will host an extensive variety of agriculture products and farm equipment. Also, home improvement ideas, clothing, communication, and entertainment products, ATVs, lawn and garden, new and used automobiles, plus arts and crafts and great food vendors. Thousands annually rely on Expo Farm Expo to see a wide variety and selection of products and services that only a show of this size can offer. Booth space is now available by calling 580-256-4101. That's 580-256-4101. Don't miss out. Reserve your space today for the Tri-State's largest home and farm show and be part of Expo Farm Expo 2022. Coming to Woodward County Fairgrounds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's food, folks, and fun with K101.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
back at the Big House. State Fair Park, state semifinal winner going to move on. They're going to get the winner of Hydro Eakley and Okarchi. Right now, sealing up big, 42-18, as number one versus number two playing right after this one. That game will be played at noon tomorrow at the fairgrounds. And right now, if it holds the way it is now, it's going to be the Sealing Lady Cats. But a lot of basketball left. We've seen crazier things happen at this place. So they're going to have to be on their game here in the second half. You don't want to start going flat here now because it's not an insurmountable lead, 42-18, especially when you got Emily Robinson on the floor. And we've seen some great performances from some great players in second half so far in this tournament. We've seen some teams, for example, Glencoe was tied with Leedy for a while in the second half. Jack and Whedon took over, scored 15 of his in the second half of that one. We saw Cray Rogers of Fort Cobb Broxton scored 20 of his 22 in the second half to bring them back over Mountain View Godibo. So we've seen here at the Big House some big-time players with some big-time second frames to try to pull their second halves, rather, to pull their team back into it. So that's going to be important for Seton to keep an eye on Robinson here. As really, she touches the ball almost every time down the floor, whether it be a rebound or whether it be she'd be playing point guard or down in the paint. And they're doing their best to make sure their leading scorer gets the basketball. And right now, not getting a whole lot of contributions from everyone else. J.C. Nichols with four, Holly Mullins from five, Addie Thomas with a couple, and Katie McKay with a couple. So Caddo's going to need some of their other players to step up, much like Sealing is getting scoring from everywhere in this one right now. And looking at, we mentioned the turnover stat, as it looks like it looks to be decidedly is only two turnovers for Sealing. We mentioned the turnovers they create, but they've only turned it over twice. And that's big because we've seen in the games they've struggled. Back against Garber, they turned it over a bunch. And they also did not shoot it well from three in that one, 6 of 44. But right now, Caddo not able to defend the perimeter as well as the Lady Wolverines did. And Sealing doing a great job of really, they're not forcing the three. They're taking good shots. There's not a lot of shots. Bracy Nyberg shot one with a hand in her face that went down. But for the most part, things have been well run, efficiently run by the offense here for Coach Hamer. So that's got to be encouraging here in the second half. Also encouraging that your team came out on fire and is now up 42-18 will help. They're going to start with the basketball. They're going to flip-flop side. Sealing going left to right. Caddo will be going right to left as we're looking at it. And here we go with the third quarter. Again, Sealing in the whites, the black numbers. Caddo in those blacks with the gold. And inbounded here by Kenley Gore. Goes into Nyberg. Second half underway from the Big House. The first of eight state semis today. And a foul on Bracy Nyberg as she takes it down left side. Harley Mullen's going to pick it up, trying to stay in front of her, and that is a tough task for number two. That's going to put Nyberg right to the free throw line. This is how she started the game. She took the tip and did this, and now she's going to go back to the line again. First free throw for Bracy drops. She's got 13. And a lot of those really in the first quarter. She had seven in that first quarter, and most of those early. And since then, it's been a lot of the other Lady Cats coming through in the scoring. Second one drops, nothing but net for Bracy, and they continue to shoot it well from the charity stripe. Robinson trapped, got to get rid of it. She gets it over. She gets it over to Thomas. Thomas trying to push the pace, takes it all the way down to the corner, picks up her dribble, looking for an open teammate. A lot of cutters, nobody there. She bounces in right block, stolen away again by Kenley Gore, and another steal and another turnover. Gore slowly weaving her way down inside, gives it back to Claver on the wing. She tries to back everybody down, flips it back to Gore, nowhere to go. Trying to change direction. A little shake and bake. Gets it down to the block. Skip pass. Far side. Claver for three. That's off short. And comes right back to Thomas with the board. Thomas now bringing it up for the Bruins. Gives it up to the top of the key. That's McKay. Katie McKay hands it back off to Mullins. As Sealing trying to switch and play man defense. And Emily out there in the perimeter. Tried to poke one away for Nichols. Couldn't get to it. And she gives it over to Thomas. And the senior says, let's calm it down. They finally get it to Robinson. Her first touch of the second half. She gets it away to right side for a long three, and that one drops for Addie Thomas. And Caddo's going to need to hit those to come back in this one. 44-21 as they cut it to 23. Nyberg kicks it back out to Kenley Gore. She shows ball. Attack, stops, fakes left, goes right off the glass and in, or off the iron and in. She kind of rolled it in up off that iron in that low Cirque Square. That one almost stolen by Sealing, but Robinson now on the attack. Takes it to Whetstone. Euro step up and out. Got a good look at it. Rebound Whetstone. Back come the Lady Cats. Bounce pass. Nyberg. Wing. Three. Open. And in. Bracey Nyberg. Once again. Had 17 and there's 6:13 to go here in the third quarter. Kenley Gore, by the way, in that last bucket. That's her first two of the game, which is rare for her. Usually a double-digit score. And had 21 in the quarterfinal. 49-21. Ceiling well in front, and that one poked away by Gore, but she pokes it right back to Robinson, who bounce passes it down right block, fighting underneath McKay, gets it to drop down, and it goes down, and we're getting a timeout, the fourth timeout from Coach Johnson. So with 5:42 to go in the third quarter, Ceiling leads Caddo 49-23. You're listening to Road to the Big House on KZZW.
No matter how you say it,
I put on my belt.
I click it.
Yo me lo abrocho.
I buckle it.
I buckle up. Do you?
¿Y tú?
Do you?
Do you?
Join your fellow Oklahomans in buckling up each time you get behind the wheel. Brought to you by Oklahoma Transportation and the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority. Make safety stick. Everybody click.
Back here. State Fair Park here in Oklahoma City at the Big House. Ceiling up big, 49-23, 5:48 to go in the third quarter. And Caddo down to one timeout as this is shaping up to be a lot like the game we saw yesterday against Van Noss. As right now, Ceiling is just thumping everybody in their path, trying to force their way into that state title game and get another shot at what could be Hydro, but could be Okarchi. Okarchi, number two in the state for a reason. They took down Garber, who's beat Ceiling this year. Okarchi beat them 61-52, and Okarchi, one of those teams, got scoring from everywhere in that game. So a lot like Ceiling is today, that Okarchi squad, very capable of possibly upsetting Hydro Eagle, who has the longest win streak in the state of anybody at 47. Girls, guys, or anyone, after coming off last year's state title and bringing back most of their starters. They are down a couple ladies from last year's state title game. But they're bringing back the biggest pieces in both the Berkeys, Reese Berkey and Kira Berkey. Drive, Claver, right block. Nowhere to go. She kicks it over to Kenley Gore. Ceiling with the basketball here for this last 5:35 of the third quarter. Gore showing ball. A little bit of shoulder fake. Tries to dish it down into Whetstone. Whetstone grabs the pass, spins left, baseline, off the mark, and rebound Robinson. And now Emily Robinson over the timeline. Down to the corner to go for the steal. Didn't get it. Thomas comes up with it and drops it down. Claver went to steal it. Didn't get it. And Addie Thomas going to get 2 points. Claver a little too aggressive there. 49-25 Ceiling. 5 minutes left in the third. Claver hoists one up. Doesn't go. Whetstone, though, gets the rebound and the putback. And really they've made, well, they've looked almost like passes as people have driven down to either right or left, and they've missed some of those floating shots with their right or left hand, and then Whetstone's been there to clean it up on the back end and put it back in. Quick three, left side, Mullins off the glass, won't go. Rebound, though, Robinson came flying in for the putback, up and in, as Robinson came out of nowhere, showing the athleticism there. She's got seven. It's 51-27, 4:36 to go in the third, and Bracey Nyberg with the basketball. Drive inside, off the glass, and got it, and just waiting to attack, and Coach Hamer wants a timeout. He'll use his first one. With 4:27 to go in the third quarter, we'll take it with him. 53-27, Lady Cats in front of the Lady Bruins. You're listening to Road to the Big House on KZZW.
Veterans, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs has resources and support services to help if you're having difficulty paying or remaining current on your rent. VA and its partners can help you avoid homelessness and pay for utilities and other housing-related expenses. Don't face a housing crisis alone. Choose VA for the housing benefits you've earned. To learn more, visit va.gov/homeless. That's va.gov/homeless.
And welcome back here to State Fair Park. Jim Norwood Arena, the Big House. You know what could be one of the last years that we have the old Big House. They're reportedly building a new one. They're a long way away from that, so we're going to be here for the foreseeable future here. But 53-27 Ceiling leads Caddo, 4:26 to go in the third quarter. And now some pressure put on by Coach Hamer coming out of that timeout, going to some full court pressure. Trying back to his game, and it worked. Gore with the steal. Head to Briggs. Briggs coming in off that break. Left hand off the back. Won't go. Nyberg rebound. Put back up. Missed by Nyberg from about a foot away. And back outside for three for Hammonds, and that rolls down. Izzy Hammonds with nine, all on threes. 56-27 ceiling in front, and coming off a rare miss from Nyberg is about as close as you can be and miss a shot. And all of a sudden, it leads to 3 points. So even the miss is working out. And another steal by Gore and another turnover by Caddo. They pick the pocket of Robinson back outside. Nyberg wing three. That's off. And a rebound by Robinson. But taken away from Gore. They go to the floor for it. And it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow going to go back to the Bruins with 3:40 left in the third frame. 56-27 ceiling well in front of this one. And the pressure put on coming out of that timeout by Coach Hamer really working. Again, Briggs, Hamer, and Hammonds coming in off that break. That one poked away by Kenley Gore, who's had two steals in about 30 seconds, and she's trying to get another one there. And that ball rifled in now to the point guard Mullins, and she's trapped between Gore and Nyberg, trying to break the press, and she gets it over. Mullins drives down far side, picks up her dribble, trying to get it to Robinson. She's face guarded by Briggs, so they get rid of it and give it back to Thomas. And Addie Thomas resets over to Jordan Nichols. Mullins now the corner. Robinson tries to go baseline. Briggs tries to cut her off. She's a step too late. She's going to get tagged with a foul here. And that first step by Robinson. And you can really see the skill level of Robinson, but it is frustrating right now for her because she's being swarmed by a kabillion defenders. And that foul will be tagged to... Oh, I thought they were going to get Whetstone with it. Nope, that's going to be Briggs' second. First team foul for both teams. Quick three there. Missed off the mark by Thomas off the wing. And now Caddo just trying to fire it up, trying to get points wherever they can. Trailing 56-27, 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Drive, kick to Briggs. They give it to Gore. She's going to come up shooting. That one's blocked. Nice job by Nichols, but goes right back to Gore. Hands it off to Nyberg. Nyberg on the attack, takes it up, gets blocked and out of bounds. As Mullins got a hand in it there, as Barisi was trying to take it to the right side of the hoop. Kenley Gore now going to inbound under the hoop, and she's going to lob it ahead to Tegan Hamer off of the top of the from the OSSAA logo. They swing it around to Gore for three, and she knocked it in, and she's fired up from the wing. And Kenley Gore has been quiet scoring-wise, has five. 59-27, all the way down. Mullins, no one found her. Briggs tries to run down. Shot fake, puts it off the glass and in, and a quick answer by Caddo. Mullins has seven as a full court pass. Nobody found number two. It's uncharacteristic of ceiling. Usually they get back on D pretty quick. Crossover there by Hamer and drop it back to Briggs. Briggs guarded by Peavy House, who's back in off that break for Caddo. And they give it back off to Gore. Briggs trying to weave back her way inside. She switches hands, goes with her left, takes it to the rack, won't go, gets her own rebound and kicks it back outside. Hamer shot fake, little floater mid post and got it to drop. And what a job by the bench for Coach Hamer coming through big in this one. Everybody's getting in on the action. 61-29. That one passed out the half court to Peavy House. She's hit as it happened, and that's Briggs going to get tagged with her third foul and a little out of control, and the freshman upset with herself there. And once again, you think you have ceiling or they're going to lose a couple seniors this year, but they've got these freshmen coming up, and they're all basically sophomores. There's other three starters, so you're going to be seeing both of these squads. You're going to be seeing a lot of the next few years is a lot of youngsters on Caddo as well. Robinson gives it back to Nichols for a three, and that one finally drops. J.C. Nichols gets seven. It's a tough shooting night for her. And that freshman gets it to drop again. They have twin freshmen, J.C. and Jordan. J.C.'s a double-digit scorer for them. Drive, right hand, Nyberg gets the foul. Shot won't go, but she will go to the free throw line. With a minute 15 to go in the third, all Lady Cats led from the tip, up big right now, 61-32. Addie Thomas gets charged with that one. That'll be her first. I think they gave it to her. Nope, they gave it to her or Nichols. I thought it was Addie Thomas. It'd be this... Second team foul. Free throw doesn't fall for Bracey. Second team foul for Caddo. Two for Ceiling. And that will be Mullins got tagged with that. I thought it was Thomas, but it is Mullins. And that is three on Harley Mullins. Second free throw drops for Nyberg, who's got 18. And really, and came out on fire and just kind of dialed it back a little bit. She started to turn it up there a little to start that half, start this half, rather, with 105 remaining. 30-point lead for the Lady Cats. Cato with the basketball. Peavy House gives it back to Nichols. Under a minute to go. And now trying to draw direct traffic. She takes it down baseline. She's going to pick up a foul. So the pace has slowed considerably as both teams fouling a lot more here in the last minute than they did in the entire first half, really. Just tired legs. Been up and down the floor. Starting to feel it. Not a lot of substitutions, particularly on the Cato side. Peavy House will now come out. And they will bring back in J.C. Nichols, or Katie McKay, sorry, Katie McKay. We'll be out there with J.C. Nichols, who has the basketball. Harley Mullins, Emily Robinson, Addie Thomas. Robinson, left block, turns, fakes one way, goes the other way, misses the shot, gets her on board, kicks it back outside to Thomas for three. That's off, and it's going to go long back towards the bench. Tracked down by Robinson, who gets the rebound. She flips it now over to McKay. Katie McKay, one dribble, flips it over to Thomas on the left side. Thomas from the wing. Nyberg on her. She has to give it up. Gives it to Robinson. Step back. Long three. Emily Robinson comes off the front rim and another rebound by Kenley Gore. And Gore stuffing the stat sheet once again. Rebound, steals, assists. And now she's going to pull it back for wait this last 13 seconds. You got Nichols on her. JC turns around. Eight to shoot for Kenley. Gets a screen from Hammonds. Comes around and takes it. Weaves her way inside. Right hand. And Robinson blocks the shot. She was waiting on her. And they're going to heave it from half court. And that's going to be nowhere close. At the end of three quarters, all ceiling Wildcats. They lead 62-32. We'll be back after this with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Road to the Big House on KZZW.
The first step to your perfect wedding is a visit to the third annual Wedding Expo and Bridal Fair this Sunday at the Woodward Conference Center. This year, enjoy brunch on the Bridal Fair with numerous caterers participating. Doors open at 1, the event will end at 5. The first 25 brides through the door get their own swag bag. Sip non-alcoholic mimosas while enjoying vendor giveaways and specials. And be there for the ultimate grand prize giveaway, which includes up to 50% off your wedding package, not to exceed $2,000 off. Vendors include Once Upon a Time Events, K2H Photography, Rise Academy, Gustos of Shattuck, Renewal by Anderson, Scissor Tales, Boards and Bites, Cooper's Barbecue, Hue Photography, JN's Entertainment, Pink Orchid, Sweet Surprises, Persimmon Creek, Captured Photo Booth, Everett Blake Society, Arbonne, and The Day Spa. Tickets are $5 and can be purchased at the door or in advance by calling the Woodward Conference Center at 580-256-9990.
Welcome back to the Big House. Big nice day. Morning once again for the Ceiling Lady Cats. They're up 62-32. No matter when we're playing, they seem to be playing really well. Right now up big on the fourth-ranked team in the state. As Ceiling putting on a show so far here in the first 2 days of tournament action, trying to move on to that state title game tomorrow at noon here, same place where we're at right now at the Big House. And a bunch of weave on the outside coming out of that end of that quarter, trying to set up a play, and Nyberg backs it up. Nothing there as Cato now and their man staying in front of them. But Nyberg breaks it down, takes it to the rack, misses it, gets her own rebound, tries to flip it out to Gore. Ball still on the ground, tipped around, and goes right back outside to Emily Shook. Claver now flips it back to Nyberg. Nyberg looking to attack again. She steps back, and Mullins did a nice job staying in front of her. They flip it over to Claver. She's got Robinson on her. Nowhere to go as Robinson picked up a couple blocks last couple times down the floor. Nyberg back to Shook, and now Ceiling just killing clock, waiting for an open look. No space. And Claver back out to Nyberg, and now Cato's staying in front of him, but Ceiling happy to just let this clock kind of wind down as much as they can. Nyberg step back three, hand in her face, rattles out, rebound by Robinson. Just impatience there. Good defense by Cato, staying in front of all the Lady Cats. He's trying to move around the perimeter, looking for some backdoor cuts, nothing there. And now Cato with the basketball, and the Bruins trying to cut into a 30-point lead that's really never been close in this one. Ceiling jumped out early, 24-10, never looked back. 24-10 in that first quarter. Quick three, left side, no good. It's going to be long and a rebound by Ceiling backside. That was McKay on the miss. Nyberg now says, let's slow things down, gives it over to Gore. It's weird to watch them try to slow down and kill clock because they're so used to playing at a breakneck pace that it seems uncomfortable to them to try to play slowly. And now they give it over to Gore. She's going to look to attack. Nope, she flew it back out to Claver. Good decision there. Claver now back to Shook, who almost lost the basketball. She regathers it over in front of the Fairgrounds logo and gives it back to Claver. And Claver now just dribbling. Really, they're just handing it off on the perimeter, dribbling around that free throw line, killing time. Shook drives, had a little look, no, not open, kicks it back out to Claver. She shows ball. Tips over to Gore. They go for the steal. Does Cato. They don't get it, and they get it over now to the corner to Shook. That was an attempt there by Jordan Nichols to try to come away with the basketball. And this is supremely boring right now. Usually this is when you hear the chants of boring, but a 30-point game with 5:23 to go, I don't think everybody's just waiting for the clock to die down, as it would appear. This thing feels like Cato's taking a knee a little ways, that are really just letting the ceiling kind of do this at this point. And they give it back out to Shook. Or maybe they're just waiting for their right moment. Either way, they're running out of time. And now a push in the back as Robinson away from the hoop. And we're going to get a lot of substitutions. Now a whole bunch of folks are coming in. And we're going to get a hand from Cato and ceiling. Cato's going to leave some starters. PV House will come in, so they will leave their starters out there. Mullins will be out there. PV House is out there. Thomas is out there for Robinson. Will stay on the floor, as well as J.C. Nichols. And a quick three here. This is Hammonds on the outside, and she hit it. She's been red hot today. She's got 12 all threes. Isabella Hammonds with a big night. 65-32 ceiling in front. Drive, paint. Mullins won't drop. Rebound by Briggs, as Briggs, Hamer, and Hammonds coming in off that last shot. And Bracey Nyberg comes out. Quick three again. Hammonds, heat check, won't drop. Four rebound under the hoop, though, by Hamer. Tries to grab it, tries to get it out of traffic, flip it over to Briggs and throws it away. As coming in out of that break, Allie Hedges and Shelby Seaborn have entered. This is a lot like what happened in the fourth quarter of the last game, as right now Bracey Nyberg, Kenley Gore get a much-deserved rest. Is Coach Hamer going to preserve them for the next one? And now subs coming in for Coach Johnson, who's giving his team a nice hug over there. And what a season for them. One loss all year till what seemingly would be today, 65-32 with 4:23 to go. They bring in a bunch of their substitutes. It looks like out there, Anna Adair, the freshman. So still some youngsters getting some run. Josie Burns, a senior out there, another senior off the bench. And with the basketball now, number 14, Callie Burns. So a couple of Burns sisters, assuming sisters. And number 3, Logan Busby, in the game as well for the Bruins. They're going to put it in the paint to Josie Burns. She's going to spin left, spin into traffic, won't go, fight for the rebound. She tries to grab it back, ball's on the ground. And Seeling grabs it, and they give it to Hammonds and gives it over to Hamer. Hamer runs back the other way, 3:45 to go. And this one all but in the books, the 65-32, the score. Another three, this time way outside. That's off the mark for Hammonds. She was red hot, and she's missed her last two. So she's trying to see how many she can make here in the last 3:26. That one almost lost by Callie Burns. She has to regather it. She'll be guarded by Shelby Seaborn. Back outside to Cato. Drive by Adair. And they swing it back now to Logan Busby. And now just on the perimeter. Ceiling playing defense again, moving on. They'll play at noon tomorrow, and they will get, I tell you who they want, that's to play Hydro Eakley again, but they will get either Hydro or Okarchi, which should be a really good one following this one, as Okarchi and Hydro have been ranked 1-2, and Ceiling been ranked 3 pretty much all year long, and Cato 4 almost the whole time for that matter, only losing one game. Drive, right-hand shot off the iron, won't fall. That was a miss by Adair, and Ceiling gets the rebound. With 2:38 to go, 65-32, and they're going to call a travel just to get some subs in. Poor Shelby Seaborn got tagged with a travel. Now she's got to come out, the senior and homecoming queen. They're going to get a nice, as Hamer's going to come out. Seaborn comes out. Hammonds comes out, and the Ceiling crowd going to be on their feet over there, giving them a nice hand, as what a game for them. And then the student section, we see them and the boys team on the far side going a little crazy. More substitutions. See if we got out there. It looks like Paige Coons coming in the game now for Ceiling. Also, Rainey Nelson, the freshman, going to handle the point right now. Callie Seaborn's on the floor. Shaylin Petty's got the basketball. And also, Allie Hedges will stay in for Ceiling. Nelson, drive out to Hedges. Hedges kicks it back out to Shaylen Petty. Shaylen Petty going to shoot it mid-post. That won't drop. Coons grabs the board, flips it back outside. A rebound for her. And a quick three by Hedges from the perimeter won't fall. That one's tipped underneath the hoop and out of bounds. Also, a lot of the subs coming in. Ava Self now in the game for Cato. Claire Pope. Oh, everybody's getting some run at the big. It must be nice to get in here just garbage time. Now, they call it garbage time, but really it can be very helpful. As you see, Paige Coons getting on the board with two, and the freshman now knows what it's like to score in the big house. So they may call it garbage time, but that's a big moment and something you're going to remember, especially if she finds her way back here, you know, in the future, which, given how good ceiling is, there's a pretty good chance they'll all be back here at some point. Yeah, that's going to fall on the ground. Josie Burns went down to get it and kicks it back out to Claire Pope. And now over to Josie Burns. 1:42 to go, 67-32. Ceiling has led from the jump, a 24-10 first quarter. And really, it's never been close. And Ceiling has yet to be tested in any quarter here at the Big House so far. That was an air ball by Ava Self. And more Ceiling Cats come. Paige Coon's going to get a hand here. Come in, get a bucket, come back out again. They're going to bring right back in. They're going to bring Shelby Seaborn in. And now Coach Hamer just trying to get some of his bench in here, get some work in, just to know what it's like to play on this floor, which is a unique experience, even regarding the tradition and the stakes of the game. It's just a unique floor. It's a unique space. It echoes a lot. You know, it's very different than anywhere else you're going to play. So sometimes crucial to get some of your youngsters in here, or even just the seniors who've just never been, who just don't play a whole lot. It's a very good opportunity here. That's going to be a quick three by Petty. That's not going to drop. And a minute 18 to go. It's still 67-32. All Wildcats. Again, the rest of your schedule, we'll get to that kind of when we wrap things up here, about a minute six before we do that. Hydro Eakley and Okarchi will be after this. So the winner of that one plays Ceiling tomorrow at noon. And then from there, it will move to Class B boys, I believe. Yeah, Fort Cobb and Roth squaring off first, followed by Buffalo Valley and Glencoe. That's the first session, but they're going to play all eight back-to-back-to-back. Long three there. Oh, rattles down and got it to go. Shelby Seaborn with a three. Hit the rim, the backboard, and went down, and the crowd going to cheer for their homecoming queen who knocked it down. 70-32 in an offensive explosion. Coon's going to come back in this game. She's going to... Callie Seaborn's going to come out with 30 seconds remaining. Cato with the basketball. Josie Burns. Yeah, flips it back to the other side to Callie Burns. And Burns to Burns. Going to dribble around the perimeter. Now the post turns. We got away with the one. Oh, they're going to try. I think they're going to tag. Oh, they're going to call a foul. I thought they were going to tag her with a travel. And I think that's going to be Rainey Nelson who picks up a foul. It's going to put Cato at the free throw line. Josie Burns with 16.3 left. We'll try to get on the board, and she misses the first one. Be a long break for us. We'll be back. KZZW will be back tonight. We'll have to afternoonish, I guess, 4:30 to be precise. Hammond going to take on Pittsburgh in a good one. Pittsburgh's unbeaten this year. Hammond looked much like Ceiling did in these two games. That's how the Hammond Lady Warriors looked last night against Varnum as they rolled and they got scoring from everywhere. Second free throw doesn't drop there. And they will play Pittsburgh. Lomega and Whitesboro will have those back-to-back for you. The Hammond-Pittsburgh game will be on KZZW. Lomega-Whitesboro on K101. And Woodward in action in their area final against Weatherford at 6:30 on Z92. That's going to do it. The Ceiling Wildcats roll 70-32. They put on a pasting of the Cato Lady Bruins, and Ceiling right now has rolled their way to the state final. They will play for a gold ball tomorrow. That game is going to be at noon on Saturday. They will get either Hydro or Okarchi, whoever wins the one coming up right after this. We will have that for you here on, it might be on K101. We'll check to make sure what exactly station we are on, but that will be on Saturday at noon tomorrow. State championship game. Lady Cats moving on to another one. And we want to take a break, come right back, wrap this thing up, talk about the leading scores, and we'll talk about what we could expect moving forward. Final score here, Ceiling 70, Cato 32 from the Big House. Back right after this on our road to the Big House here on KZZW.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday, practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern, conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
Hey, Ray Magliozzi here. Have you ever cooked a really fine gourmet meal? Yeah, me neither. But I'm told it all comes down to the ingredients. And when I need ingredients to improve my car, the place I go is eBay Motors. Whether you roasted your last transmission, graded your current floor mats, or pureed your side view mirror on a lamppost, eBay Motors has the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them. And by the way, if you recently fired up your grill, don't worry, eBay Motors has grills too. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them.
Oh, say, can you see?
Text BRAVE to 24365 to learn how you can help first responders in your community today.
Back at the Big House. Ceiling Lady Cats moving on to the state championship game. They're going to play tomorrow at noon. They will get the Hydro Okarchee winner coming up right after this one in another commanding performance, 70-32. They won yesterday 62-32, so in a lot of ways even better in that one. Thank you. As they move on again, once again, rolling through everybody. Average margin of victory right now is right around 30, as it has been all year long in a lot of respects, and shooting it really well. Now, they cool off in the second half, but really they dialed it back a little bit, killed a lot of clock. In fact, the final quarter, already Caddo had really kind of taken a knee, so to speak, as they kind of conceded this one, bringing in some subs here early in the fourth. It was only an 8-0 fourth quarter, Ceiling 8. Caddo nothing after Caddo. I didn't need to win the third quarter, so Ceiling was just off to such a hot start, and did cool off shooting wise overall in the game. But after shooting 50% from three in the first half, they ended to 42.9%. Not too shabby in that one as for the game. 9-for-21 from deep as they really shot it well. And Izzy Hammonds hit 4 threes. She had 12 points off the bench. Ariana Whetstone had 12. Bracey Nyber with 18. Kirsten Briggs with 6. Tegan Hamer with 5. Shelby Seaborn had 3 coming in late off the bench. I mean, everybody's hitting shots. Madison Claver with 5. Kenley Gore only had 5. And usually she has about, double digits, 15 to 20 points in a lot of cases. So scoring came from everywhere. And that's really when this team's at its best. And that's exactly what they did tonight in this one, or today in this one, or this morning. It's hard to tell. There are no windows in here. So it's hard to tell what exactly time it is per day as we're sitting here in the opener here in the early in the day frame of first of 8. Here in the state semis. For Caddo, they finished. 4 players had 7. Harley Mullins, Emily Robinson, J.C. Nichols, and Addie Thomas all had 7 points. And then there were a couple points for Katie McKay. But a great job tonight defensively on Emily Robinson. The Lady Cats holding her to 7 points. And that is not many teams do that when you average 26 a game. And they were able to do that. A lot of team defense. Kenley Gore was fantastic defensively, as she usually is. Izzy Hammonds as well down low. She was tasked a lot of times down there with Robinson, able to pull some rebounds away from her as Izzy Hammonds finishes with the 9. Or Gore finishes with 9 total rebounds on the night. 9 total. Hammonds with I think she's going to finish with 12 points, but only 3 boards. 4 steals for Kenley Gore as well. She also had 3 assists, so a lot of stats. She only turned it over once. Turnover numbers were 11-4. So Caddo actually did a really good job not turning it over. Usually, when you're playing Ceiling, you're getting beat pretty soundly. It's 11-0. On the turn, or 11 turnovers, as there was 20 yesterday that they had against Navajo. So they managed to not turn the ball over, but just too much shooting for Ceiling in this one. They also shot at 78% from the line. whereas Cato only shooting 21% from three, 53% from the line. So the shooting numbers really favoring the ceiling Lady Cats in this one by quite a lot. And that's how they were able to pull this one out and move forward into the state title game. They will play for what could be, as they've, just coming off four in a row, would be their fifth gold ball in the last, I've seen that after 2 years of, it'd be the fifth gold ball in 7 years if they do win it. They're going to have a tough task in front of them because they could be facing the state's longest win streak if Hydro gets there. And that's the team who beat Sealing last year. And it wasn't particularly close last year in the state final, as Sealing lost it 67-49. They really got blown out early and weren't able to come back in that one. So they're looking for their revenge. It's a better Sealing squad. It's a more complete Sealing squad. They've got some help. The younger players have improved. They've gotten some freshmen coming in and adding some depth. It's a different, going to be a different basketball game. Hydro's not going to have everybody, if it is indeed Hydro, because Hydro has to beat Okarchee. So they get the tougher draw here in the semis. And everybody's kind of looking at that one tonight as one of the big games of the day. So we're going to see what happens there and get you updated. Elsewhere in the state, or elsewhere at the fairgrounds here again, then we're going to be followed by the Class B boys after that. Fort Cobb-Broxton takes on Roth at 12 o'clock. Buffalo Valley, the 14th seed, will take on 4-seeded Glencoe at 1:30 for the Class B boys. Then the action shifts. We go over to the Class B girls, and it's going to start with Pittsburgh and Hammond. We will have that one for you right here on KZZW, number two versus number three, and that'll be followed by Whitesboro and Omega. We'll have that one as well on K101 at 6 o'clock. And then the Class A boys close things out. Hydro, Eakley boys, who are also ranked number one. We forgot to mention them. We mentioned the teams that are bringing both squads, because Hydro seemingly does that every year, so we kind of forget about them. Hydro, once again, they're going to play Tushka, the sleeper, the Cinderella of the tournament. Unranked Tushka going to try to take down top-ranked Hydro Eakley. And then Caddo's boys still alive. They're going to be in the semifinals as well. And they got a tough task taking on number two Garber. That is the last game of the night at 9 o'clock here from the Big House. But that's going to do it here. Sealing Lady Cats are going to move on to the title game. 70-32 winners. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank Moore's Roofing, Sealing State Bank, Farmers and Merchant State Bank, in Arnett, everyone back at the studio as well. CJ Montgomery, Sean Miller, Kathy Reese, BJ Gonzalez, Sean Kelly, Tyler Riggs, Mr. Ty Albers working the ones and twos back there in the booth, and couldn't do it without Ty. And Brooke Williams, CEO there of K101. Also, definitely couldn't do it without the CEO running things. So we want to thank all those folks. And thank everybody here at the Big House. Gracious as usual. Great atmosphere. If you've never been, come on out and visit. It is a fantastic place to watch a basketball game. And we got a whole lot more going on today. About seven more after this, starting here in a minute with the Hydro and Okarchee. But we're going to go off the air. That's a final from here. State semi, Sealing Lady Cats moving on to the title game, playing for that gold ball. One more after six state titles. They're going to try to make it seven tomorrow at noon. So join us for that right here on KZZW. So for everybody back at the studio, I'm Trent Caldwell. Be safe wherever you are traveling today, and have a great morning.
You've been listening to Road to the Big House. Road to the Big House has been brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank of Arnett, serving the needs of the community and the surrounding area. Moore's Roofing, locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. And Sealing State Bank, family owned and operated for four generations. The executive producer of Road to the Big House is Brooke Williams. This has been a presentation of Omni Media Group, the Tri-State Sports Leader.